New York job numbers will be out today, and most economists think unemployment will remain around 9%. Among those who've already lost their jobs, many try starting a whole new career, often in the kitchen. Two of the city's most famous culinary schools have seen double-digit increases in enrollment over the past few years. But as WNYC's Janaea Williams reports, restaurant jobs are not as glamorous as they may seem to be.
So now we're going to wait until the edges of this start to get really brown. And
that's Chef Erica Wise is teaching a class on French techniques to a dozen students at the Institute of Culinary Education in Chelsea. Under her guidance, they're chopping, sautéing, caramelizing, and butchering.
The classes are always really mixed. You get anywhere from 17-year-olds right out of high school to people in their 40s, 50s, you know, who are kind of starting over or making a change in their life.
Doug Loriano is 49 years old. He's been a student at ICE for just 4 months. He was working as a flight attendant for ATA Airlines in 2008 when they filed for bankruptcy. He and 2,300 other people lost their jobs.
I had to do something to keep my mind occupied, something I would be passionate about.
He says that in the short time he's been cooking, he's learned a lot about the realities of the kitchen.
I think that I was starting to get caught up in the whole media frenzy about cooking. And I said, why not? It looks so easy on television, but it's not. No one realizes the type of work involved is physically demanding. You need a memory. I knew nothing about ounces to weights to 32 ounces of what? I mean, I had no idea. It's very exhausting. I'm 49 years old, so everyone's very patient with me.
Enrollment has spiked at the Institute of Culinary Education. Last year, enrollment in their culinary arts program was up 13% from the year before. At another of the city's well-known culinary schools, the French Culinary Institute, enrollment is 43% higher than the same time in 2007. But since more people who find themselves unemployed have been looking for new careers in the kitchen, they are also finding that jobs are difficult to come by and sometimes pay less than expected. In New York, entry-level restaurant workers like line cooks and prep cooks make less than $10 an hour.
I do worry about that. What would happen if, after this, I can't support myself?
Helen Murphy enrolled at ICE after a long career as a financial planner for small businesses.
Yeah, that is worrisome, you know, but I came to a point in my life is that I want to do something that makes me happy. I worked very hard. I raised my son. And if I have to live on less, I'm okay with that.
Murphy decided to follow her 20-year-old dream of going to culinary school when she noticed that many of her small business clients were disappearing.
I've always wanted to do something more creative. I've found a time in my life where my son is off to college and will be finished soon, and those financial obligations are gone, that I could focus on something that I enjoy doing.
As much as there may be, an economic downturn, there's not a downturn in how much we're eating.
Phil Gutenson is the Assistant Director of Career Services at the French Culinary Institute. He says that despite the economy, there are more opportunities now than there were 9 years ago when he graduated from culinary school.
So many of our students came to school with the idea that they wanted to open and run a restaurant. Now the idea of food trucks is kicked around. Having a personal chef service is something that a lot of people see doing because it's realistic and you don't have to make the investment.
Loriano says that in the short term, he'll be happy to find any work.
It's so bad right now when I was asking people around who's hiring, what time, they said the worst is really chefs and cooks because restaurants are closing. So that's the other issue. It's all about timing. It's getting out there and finding a job. And I think we're all going to be just grateful to find work.
His ultimate goal, to find work preparing food in the airline industry, that may have to wait. For WNYC, I'm Janaea Williams.